Hi, and welcome to Gateway Unlocked, MasterCard Payment Gateway's podcast, where we connect with teammates from across the globe and organization on payment trends, innovation, and ideas that are shaping our business. I'm Anne Herrera, and today I've got a really special guest with us, Saima Sadiq, who's the lead technical program manager for Payment Gateway Services and was just awarded a Tech Women 100 Award in the UK. So really excited to have her on for a special edition of Gateway Unlocked. Saima, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Anne, and thank you for such a warm welcome. I'm really pleased to be here and really excited for our conversation today. I'm Saima Sadiq. I'm a lead technical program manager in the SPM team at MasterCard Payment Gateway Services. I'm based out of the Scotland office. I've been with the organisation since 2017. I've got a small team. I work within the optimization program within MPGS. I lead a small team of technical program managers.
Well, Saima, I think you didn't do yourself justice. You are definitely one of our rising stars and, you know, one of our wonderful lead program managers. And this is evidently very true, not just to MasterCard, but for the payment industry as well. So you just won in December a Tech 100 Women Award. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was definitely a surprise. It was an absolute honor to have been, you know, selected amongst the top 100 tech women across the UK. From what I understand, there were many, you know, nominations, and looking at the ladies' profiles on the We Are Tech Women website, some amazing nominations in there, some amazing women. So I feel really, really privileged to be, you know, crowned as such as being one of those top 100 that were selected by the judges across that. So yeah, it's a huge honour. I hope I've done MasterCard and MasterCard Payment Gateway Services proud.
Well, I mean, definitely. I think you absolutely have. And it's not just for, you know, our colleagues and MasterCard as a whole, but even looking at the future of women in technology. And being Women's History Month and really a focus on the impact women have, you know, how did you get started in technology, and how do you see yourself as a role model for women coming up, whether that be, you know, girls just learning about STEM or even people in college?
Absolutely. You know, the whole STEM program is so vital. You know, then there's so much that goes into so many volunteers, not just women, a lot of men as well, in terms of encouraging, you know, young girls, ladies, women into STEM careers and STEM futures. How did it start for me? To be perfectly honest, I was growing up from a young age, a bit of a tomboy, youngest of three. I have two elder brothers who were very much into the technology space. I also come from a culture where, you know, STEM subjects, men are encouraged to participate and they're encouraged to do well and they're encouraged to proceed. From a female point of view, I was very lucky, very supportive family. There was never, you know, a divide in women shouldn't do this, women should absolutely do this. And, you know, I feel really lucky to come from a background that encourages women to reach out and to, you know, go into these types of careers and to inspire others to come into these types of careers as well. Because, you know, there is a misconception out there. There is a misconception that STEM subjects aren't for women. They're not for girls. You know, it's not the traditional role of a woman. However, you know, here we are as women in tech, all of us, you know, we're hopefully going to be, you know, a bunch of trailblazers, and we're setting an example for other young girls and women to follow in our footsteps and not to see gender as a barrier in STEM.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, that's one of the things that I really love about working for MasterCard is that we are able to champion our female colleagues and promote women in tech. And at all age levels, from our STEM education programs to as industry professionals. Let's talk a little bit about your award. What is Tech Women 100?
In terms of the particular award, it is it's recognition. It's recognition for the work that we as women do in the field of technology. Now, that sounds really broad. That doesn't mean sitting, you know, taking objects and dismantling them and looking at, you know, component parts and putting them together. It's our contribution to the field of technology, whether that's science, technology, you know, as STEM says, whether it's engineering, whether it's mathematics, it's the whole of that. And it's what we as women bring to that. In my particular role, for example, so I'm a change manager. I predominantly work with a lot of men in this field, you know, at MasterCard. However, what MasterCard has done and continues to do is to enable me and empower me to do my job well and to encourage and foster.
So you speak to, you know, the MasterCard's commitment for women tech. What are you also doing specifically? I know you, I looked at your nomination and you seem very busy both, you know, in the office, you know, champion women in tech, and then also with some of our programs as well, Women Leadership Network and others. What do you do in regards to our commitment with women in tech?
There's a couple of things I'm involved in. So absolutely, as you say, the Women in Leadership Network is key. There's a lot of like-minded people, you know, in that forum that continue to support, not just through, you know, there's lots of things through that network, mentoring, coaching, opportunities to speak to other like-minded people and just to grow your mindset. It's an amazing place to be. However, there are other things here at MasterCard that I've been involved in that have been just as valuable and just as fruitful. Girls for Tech is an amazing mm-hmm. initiative. In that, there's you know, in the Edinburgh office, so we're the Scottish, you know, contingent of the Girls for Tech. We've been out to pre-COVID many, you know, schools and gone out and done the Girls for Tech program, and they're having had amazing feedback. And that's both men and women volunteers, and the kids really, really love it. We've had some fantastic feedback from them. And since the COVID times, we've actually done a few virtual events as well. Not as easy, but still just as fulfilling. What it does do is it gives us a platform and an opportunity to go out and reach out to young girls at a very, you know, as I say, at an early stage, and encourage them and let them learn about the opportunities that are available within the STEM field. It's not just about lab coats and, you know, rulers and equations. There's much, much more to it. There's so many different roles that are available, and it's really fun. And, you know, these Girls for Tech initiatives hopefully show and demonstrate that well, and the girls take away from that, that there's lots and lots of opportunities out there for them. And hopefully we'll see them, you know, helping us grow this field as we move forward.
Yeah, I love that. There was I also do the STEM program and Girls for Tech within MasterCard, and I love getting, you know, face to face with our future, really.
Absolutely.
And I always tell them this one line because it hit me so true. Totally dating myself, but in the 90s, when I was in high school, I was sitting there in my very first class of my freshman year, and our journalism teacher, he had such an impact on my life. And he says, for the majority of you, your jobs haven't even been created yet. They haven't even been thought of yet. And as a very naive 14-year-old, I thought he was crazy. I'm like, how is that possible? But it's so true. You know, I am working in a field with a specialty that was not fathomable, you know, in the mid 90s like this, you know, same as you. And I think that's something that we need to relay to the next generation of the possibilities are so open and so vast that, you know, you may love a bit of algorithm work and a bit of communications and this and that. And there, the possibilities are endless in what you can do in the future, especially with technology.
Absolutely. And I love that. I love that sentiment of, you know, the jobs that you may end up doing may not even have been created yet. You know, the future is just, it's so open and endless, as you say.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm sure if my old journalism professor was listening, he'll probably be like, yeah, I did say that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about just briefly the challenges. You know, what are some challenges that, you know, you feel that the future is facing, and how are we working through those?
Yeah, I think, you know, from a technology point of view, things have moved so quickly. Like if we look back and we look at the age of just computers as an example, I remember similar to you in high school, I'm about to age myself now as well, in the 90s, sitting in, you know, my computing class at school. And would I have thought, you know, 20 years down the line that this is what the future of technology would look like? Absolutely not. Sitting writing, you know, a couple of lines of code and seeing things moving around the screen, and we were in absolute awe. Tetris, you know, classic game. We used to look at that and think, oh my goodness, look at the graphics of that game on the screen. Just as an example, today, my sons, who are both teenagers, they put on their Xboxes and, you know, their gaming consoles. And just from a graphics point of view, it's night and day. It's, you know, how much technology has, just even in that field, in that gaming field, how much it has moved on. And it just, thinking about that and moving on next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, it's just, it blows my mind, Anne, even thinking about the possibilities that are out there. You know, with possibilities, as you say, do come challenges. You know, for women, I think we're in that space of breaking down the barriers these days. You know, I think historically there have been challenges. You know, there's been challenges and barriers, some which we've put up ourselves, others it could be culture, it could be family, it could be expectation, it could be, you know, marriage brings with it a traditional role, just as an example. But there's been such a massive mindset shift in the past couple of decades, and so excited to see where the next couple are going to take us.
That sounds very exciting, and I'm excited to be on that journey with you. Absolutely. All right, very last question as we kind of end out this special Women's Women in Tech Gateway Unlocked podcast. What is your one sentence pitch to, you know, high schoolers, people considering what their degree or their major is going to be, on why to consider a career in technology?
Oh, that is a tough one. But I think the one that really sticks, and, you know, I would say it to my kids, to their kids, is don't let anything stop you. Think outside of the box. If you feel uncomfortable, give it a try. Push yourself every single day, because, you know, there's should be absolutely nothing stopping you reaching for the stars. And, you know, I can do it, you can do it.
I love it. That was wonderful and incredibly just uplifting and motivating for kids that are, you know, really, especially at this time of year, you know, setting their sights on what their college degree is going to be. So thank you so much for joining us, Saima. I'm so excited to have had this special Gateway Unlocked podcast on women in tech, and we will catch you guys soon.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.